Good day. It's Holistic Reality Radio and Blog. This is John David Miller, presented by ReallyWell.com. It's natural health for being really well, and SurviveTheChanges.com. So it is wise to be prepared. We broadcast on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, our Holistic Natural Health for Being Really Well program. And then on Thursdays at 4 p.m., we do holistic reality analysis. It's all about surviving the changes. Well, today we're talking about bad vibes from EMF fields. We are swimming in an electronic sea of electromagnetic frequencies. EMF is the anagram of that, but or acronym. Well, yeah, it's an anagram, I guess. Anyway, I always get mixed up on those. But these come from Wi-Fi, cell phones, and other electronic devices. The modern-day electronic conveniences our population has become dependent on are harming health, reducing intelligence, and shortening life. Electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, and radiation, EMR, especially microwaves, emitted from cell phones, PDAs, Bluetooth headsets, cordless phones, computers, smart meters, and other devices and appliances are known to disturb one's energy field, compromising health and well-being. Exposure has been linked to various stress-related ailments. We are subjecting ourselves to these external stressors day in and day out. Prolonged and repeated exposure to the aggressive bad vibes of electromagnetic pollution causes a measurable stress response, a negative shift in energy in the human biofield. Additional studies have linked EMF and EMR to health concerns like fatigue and tension, as well as potentially much more dangerous conditions, including damage to DNA and even brain tumors. A cell phone also generates heat. Holding one up to the side of the head for more than a few seconds starts to heat brain tissue. Many brain tumors are on the side of the head where a cell phone was held routinely. All of us are being affected by the transmission of Wi-Fi and cell phone frequencies now that almost everyone is using them. I live in a neighborhood full of apartment buildings. I figure that almost everyone in each apartment has a cell phone and maybe a computer or a tablet of some kind. With the rollout of the 5G technology now being introduced in several cities and eventually to all cities and everywhere, much more harmful frequencies will be generated. And there will be antennae every few houses down the block. These same waves have been used for crowd control and can affect thoughts and emotions, but they're harmful to our bodies and mind, and as well as our brains. So Wi-Fi radiation and electromagnetic frequencies from cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, etc., are harming us and our pets, and they may be contributing to the loss of bees. We have a very serious problem with our pollinators needed for growing many crops. Bees are disoriented by the Wi-Fi frequencies because they use their own little radar system for guiding their way to the flowers and back to the hive. So they get lost or disoriented or just die from the zapping of the frequencies themselves. And then we have the nanobots that are in the sprays that they're spraying in the sky. And we have those frequencies that they're bombarding off of the nanobots in the sky and in us. So, worse, these technologies are being used for comprehensive surveillance and mind control, while serving the control and depopulation agenda to foster illness, apathy, stress, mental disorders, and early death. The people that are in the positions of control look to create confusion and chaos in the population. To do so, they use a number of weapons. These electromagnetic frequencies are part of the weapons. So are the public poisons, the other public poisons. I consider this among the public poisons. But we have been talking about them all month of May, and this is the last of the items that I wanted to include is this Wi-Fi electromagnetic spectrum weapon. A cell phone or cordless phone really should not be one's primary phone. Certainly not kept near the body for lengthy periods while turned on, such as carrying one in your pocket. If you have a landline, try to keep that and use that as your main phone with the cell phone just for emergencies. You should only talk on it for just a few seconds to let somebody know you're late or to call 911 or something like that, not to park yourself on the phone and talk for an hour with the thing up to your head. That is not a very good idea. Also, putting a metal shield between a smart digital utility meter and the house, if possible, will help protect you from the fields coming off of that a little bit. You know, it'd be better just not to have one, to ask them not to put one up, but they're going to force it probably. But there are movements to get that stopped in cities where they're rolling them out. So first you have to find out if you have a smart meter or a regular meter. The dial-type meter with the analog dials, the little dials that you read on your electric meter, that would be ideal. But they have smart meters now for electric and water, and I believe gas as well, that are digital, and they send out a pulsing frequency, just like a cell phone, only more powerful, to reach out and send their signal to a central location, so they don't have to send out meter readers anymore. But it also then is going to be reading all of your smart appliances and keeping track of everything you do in your house. It's going to be part of the surveillance system. So smart meters are not healthy to have on your house, and especially not on the room where you sleep or spend most of your time. So you don't want the smart meter next to your family room or next to your bedroom. Or any other electrical device, your connection of the electricity to the house itself, and the phone and everything. You don't want a bed right by that connection. So we have special protective technology available that you can apply to your cell phones, computers, and other devices and appliances to neutralize harmful EMF fields. We have these at reallywell.com on the EMF page. They're called, the name of the brand is GIA, G-I-A, but they're chips. There are slim ones that you can put on the side of a cell phone. They're paper thin. There are also little thicker ones that you can put on your computers and other appliances, microwave oven, television set, toaster oven, anything that gives off a field, refrigerator, you know, they have them for the whole house where you can just plug one into an outlet and it'll help neutralize the frequencies of the wiring of the house. But these are array of different types of units that can be applied to help nullify or neutralize the harmful frequencies. The way that it works, it's called molecular resonance effect technology and energy resonance technology. And these were developed over the last 10 or 15 years to be cutting-edge technologies to work to counteract the stressful effects of exposure to EMR. They reinforce the body's natural resilience to stress at the same time. So very useful devices. And they aren't too expensive, about less than the price of a cell phone, for sure. And you can have them for, again, all those devices. There's a little chart on our page suggesting how many to use for different tasks. You get to that chart, and I'll give you a few examples. They have suggested, where is it here? For, I'm having trouble finding the chart. Some reason. I don't know where it went. Oh, here it is. You have one chip, of course, for your cell phone or Bluetooth, but two on a cordless phone, because those put out about 900 megahertz, the handset to the base, back and forth. You know, if you can talk on your cordless phone all the way at the end of your backyard or far out on your lot outside the house, you know it's a strong pulse, a strong frequency that's emanating, and it's not healthy to be in that environment. For your desktop computer, you can put a couple chips on that, one on a laptop, one on a handheld, a couple on a game station, a couple on a TV, two on a refrigerator, two on a microwave, one on a hairdryer, and so forth. So these are available at on the EMF page at reallywell.com, Chia chips and other protective devices, and you can read all about them. They also have pendants that you can wear. And we'll be adding some other technologies that are helpful in this regard as well, because this is a very important aspect of our health that many people are not familiar with or are ignoring, ignorantly holding their cell phones up to their head and talking for hours, or having their computers on all night in their bedroom and things like this. People use their cell phone for an alarm clock and have it right on their bedstead next to their head all night long. Well, put it across the room. If you're going to use it for an alarm, put it even outside the door, then you have to get up to go turn it off, and then you're up. You know, worst thing you can do is have some kind of a, like my kids at one time used like 10 alarms. You can set multiple alarms, so they set one like every couple minutes for half an hour or something to make sure they woke up. Well, if you put it outside and make it on loud volume, then you get up to go shut it off, and then you're up. So just some suggestions for being better protected from the bad vibes from EMF fields. At the same time, superfoods will help strengthen your health. We have Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed, Delicious Greens 8000 with 8000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, flower pollen extract loaded with enzymes and antioxidants and other phytonutrients, organic spirulina, organic turmeric, herbs. These are all available at reallywell.com. Please visit for outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information, and survivethechanges.com for information on all the things we have to deal with and suggestions for how to do that. Thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. Have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand.